What's going on, Kansas State Nation? Another episode coming to you on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. My name is Eddie Greer. Boy, it's been a busy Wednesday here. Before Thanksgiving comes Wednesday, November 26, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to the latest football edition of this podcast. This is the very first time listening to the Pearl Project Podcast, everything K-State Athletics. Well, you're already all in for a treat. Make sure you do like what you're listening to, like what you're seeing on the feed. Make sure you do go ahead and hit the subscribe button, like the alarm bell. Every time I update your content daily, y'all will be first to be notified about that. Of course, also, bonus coverage on the Podbean app. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-D-I-D Podcast. For more bonus coverage over there with myself and Alex Aiden. Coming back. We're making a comeback, baby. Next week. And I'm not going to say the day because every time I say it, something comes up or I'm frustrated, something outside the podcast, whatnot. So, but Alex Aiden returning to the podcast for sure. Some point next week, we're going to record. Obviously, as I'm recording this podcast before senior night. The volleyball game, K-State, UCF, K-State. Also, volleyball team season ends on Saturday as well, along with K-State football as well. And obviously, I think the more I sit here and think about it on the front of the mic, I think we're going to talk more, kind of center it more on K-State football. And if I have another day available, which there is days available, we'll come back for our second recording over there on the podcast and get that live back up on the feed over there as well. And of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We thank you so much, especially this stretch of this K-State podcast. We really appreciate your support of this podcast. We've been rocking and rolling through really since late October. This hot stretch here continues here as we about to approach the Thanksgiving holiday, obviously, and once again, happy Thanksgiving, K-State Nation, to all out there with your loved ones out there, whether you are traveling or staying put in Manhattan, Kansas City, or wherever you're listening to this podcast. That we thank you a bunch for listening to this podcast all season long. There, it's been a frustrating football season, but, and usually I don't talk recruiting on this podcast, but big news came out of K-State yesterday. Top-ranked junior college wide receiver, and it seems like every year, when it comes to the receivers, and this year, no different, receivers underperform at K-State, and maybe for an exception of Jace Brown to an extent, right, but I mean, it's been every single year, we have receivers and whatnot, but hey, I'm not trying to, you know, what's that term for firefighters? Try to take down the fire on this one. But anyways, called the number one JUCO wide receiver in the country announced yesterday that he announced his commitment to Kansas State. That person in the lines of Derek Staley Jr., 6'4", receiver coming from Hutch. Hutchinson County Community College. Yes, I know where that is. So that was the biggest news story of the day yesterday. Staley Jr. making his full commitment to Kansas State, 6'4", and he actually flipped his commitment from Minnesota. So originally, he committed to Minnesota, said, nope, screw that, I'm coming to K-State. Well, despite K-State's track record of wide receivers in the last 3 or 4 years, So we're blessed to have Derek Staley Jr. making his flip commitment from Minnesota to K-State. This is Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. He was number ranked 7th in his recruiting class at the wide receiver position there as well. He announced his commitment to the Minnesota Golden Gophers earlier this month. He announced on Tuesday, 16 days after his original commitment there as well. He also gave his pledge to Chris Klieman. Of course, Chris Klieman, for those of you who are out of the loop, still the head coach of Kansas State football there as well. He also was pursued by North Texas Liberty in Illinois during his recruiting commitment, whatever you want to call that there as well. His numbers this past year from out of Hutch, actually, yeah, Hutch, 10 games, 41 catches, 726 yards, 12 touchdowns, 8 passes. He caught 8 passes for 146 and 3 totes against Iowa Central back in late September there as well. So that's what we have. Yeah, that's what we get. That's what we got. That's what we got right there. So add on Derek Staley Jr. to the current recruiting class of next year's recruiting class of 2026, which I'm going to go through some of this. I'm going to remind y'all some of this right now. Actually, we talked about a little bit, at least some of these, maybe not all, maybe and definitely not all. I know we mentioned, talked about some on the Pro Bowl Project podcast, all things KC Sports. Let's refresh your memory a little bit. Here, while we're talking recruiting here on this holiday weekend, Eddie Gritter III, Pro Bowl Project podcast, Pro Bowl Project podcast, all things K-State sports, Derek Staley Jr. added on to the 2026 recruiting class, flipping from Minnesota to K-State yesterday. He joins Tucker Ashford, Maxwell Lovett. Well, actually, Tucker Ashfield, DN, Lovett, wide receiver. So he added another wide receiver to the mix. Dijon Ackerson, linebacker. Keegan Collins, offensive tackle. Oliver Miller, inside linebacker. Bennett Frazier, another inside linebacker. Nick McClellan, safety. Justin Morales, offensive tackle. Garrett Dixon, corner. Lawson McGraw, linebacker. Miles Todecki, we talked about him early in the semester, quarterback. For this recruiting class, LaMarcus Barber, inside linebacker. H.D. Davis, running back. Kingston Hall, D-line. Tanner West, running back. Adrian Beckelbill, a D-tackle there. Carnell Jackson Jr., so another junior along with Staley Jr. Jackson Jr., a D-tackle. Sam Dolphins, looks like he is Let's say he's a safety there. Max Thomas, a kicker in this class. And now you add Derek Staley Jr., wide receiver, JUCO receiver coming from Hutchinson Community College in Hutchinson, Kansas. Yes, sir, I know that. Why? Because I went to JUCO, Great Bend, Burton County for track and field. So I know what I'm talking about on this show. So there you go. We did talk recruiting in the summer and early on in the fall semester. So we will do that a little bit there as well. So K-State, despite having a 5-6 at least to recording this podcast anyways, being 5-6 this year and with one game left on Saturday morning against Colorado, we'll see if they can get to that bowl eligibility status there by the end of Saturday afternoon there as well. So big news coming out of recruiting game yesterday for K-State as K-State lands the top JUCO wide receiver in Derek Staley Jr. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Once again, wherever you see your favorite podcast, free and available daily. Yes, sir. Daily, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, including the weekends and the holidays, as you will find out there as well. So if you want to stay in the know with K-State Athletics, this is a podcast for you every single day, unless I fail to stay up to date. We didn't post Monday. I recorded, but I did not post on Monday. But we're on every single day, including the holidays. We're in the midst of the holiday season, so make sure you do subscribe to this channel. Well, subscribe to the Pro Bowl Project Pie. I cannot speak. I've run out of gas here today. I've talked a lot today, recorded a lot ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. So there's that. So you're getting me a little bit winded, but hey, we're still up and at it here as we are approaching the end of the regular seasons on both women's volleyball team and the football team of Kansas State. So you want to be in the know. Obviously, with basketball going to be coming to the limelight as well after this week, with mainly men's basketball next week for sure. Women's off. They're in Cancun for the Thanksgiving holiday as they're about to get ready for 3 games in 3 days. And we'll have postcasts of every one of them for you. So you want to make sure you want to be tapped in to the Pro Bowl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football edition of the Pro Bowl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition. Go Cats.